Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Judith, you're not where you should be.
You're not where you should be.
You're not where the bloody fucking ticking clock is. Do you want to tell people? Well, actually, before you admit to where you are and how much fun you're having and, you know, all that, I think we should thank everyone who listened to the show last week and got in touch to remind us, Judith, that the technical term for the cress we were describing is mustard and cress. Well, a phrase which completely eluded both
of us. It did, didn't it? It did. And people apparently were screaming out, you know, as if we could hear.
Mustard and cress, you stupid cows.
What's wrong with the two
of you? We got as far as salad cress, which apparently is rapeseed cress or something, and not even mustard and cress.
Yes, I know. Well, it's surprising, isn't it? I mean, you know, we unleashed quite a...
We unleashed a monster of cress. That's what we did.
We did.
And nobody agreed with my flannel growing method at all. People were saying, I never heard of that. Never heard of doing it on a method.
Cotton wool
in an empty eggshell.
Yeah, it's surprising how a relatively benign subject like
a banal subject, Judith. Banal.
This is the kind of thing we do, isn't it? You know, I mean, sod the, you know, sod topical kind of
heated
cutting edge.
Yeah,
this is where we're at.
Yeah, we're talking of this is where we're at. That is a beautiful segue into. Listen, I've got a bit of hoovering in the background. What have you got in the background?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, I am in a very attention-seeking pose here because we're at the same hotel that we were, I think, pretty much the same week last year in La Gomera. Sort of cheap and cheerful two-y holiday. Yeah. And so I did the podcast from the bar here last time, but this time I've discovered that perching my microphone and so I'm standing here with headphones on and microphone in front of me and my laptop and my notes, and I'm perched on top of the grand big piano, right? And there's the bar, empty bar, thank God.
Wait, are you sitting on top of the grand piano?
No, I'm standing at it. So I'm looking like I'm about... Actually, what I really look like I'm doing is practising the turn that I'm going to be doing tonight at the bar. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Your 20-minute turn that you're going to do, the stand-up routine, including cress, the cress routine. The hilarious fucking cress routine.
I can see people walking from the breakfast area at the moment, obviously with bananas and apples showing and the rest in their bags, secreted. And they're obviously thinking, what the bloody hell is that woman doing? I've seen her at breakfast, you know, stuffing
filling her boots.
What's she doing?
Very important. Right. Sorry to interrupt, but very important. Yes. You've mentioned breakfast. We just need a quick rundown of the buffet.
The buffet, well, it's a bit rough around the edges, to be honest, because although it's a very nice hotel, it's not that nice. And yet it's a little bit scrummy. Do you know what I mean? The guy that runs the breakfast looks really pissed off with us all. He's really pissed off. Because, there's a lot of kind of jostling out each other out of the way to get the good seats by the, you know, they've got the nice view. I've had two eggs today. That was a bit over the top, to be honest. I didn't need two eggs. I had two eggs.
In what form were the eggs? I'm hoping boiled because I can't think of anything worse than two eggs in any other shape.
Can you not? No, two fried eggs.
Oh, no!
Yeah. So what I tend to do is, it took me ages to find the porridge. I found the milky porridge quite nice. Currants on the top. I mean, I'm so full, I wouldn't have to lie down after this. Then I had a food course. Then I had... sorry, this is quite boring, isn't it?
Not yet.
So then I did two slices of toast, one with two fried eggs.
Jesus, God, Judy.
That is quite greedy. Now I'm verbalising it. I do realise it's very greedy. And then one with baked beans.
Oh, no! That's dinner.
That's fibre, you see. Fibre.
You've had your main meal of the day, to be quite honest. I'd have needed a glass of wine with that. You've had a three-course meal. Mind you, you did go cycling yesterday, so you must have been very hungry. You must have woken up very hungry. That's all I can say.
A little bit hungry. I mean, I'm never very hungry. Are you ever very hungry?
Occasionally. Not like I used to be, in the, you know, when I was anorexic, I used to get really hungry.
I bet you did.
No, when I was younger, I feel that I did feel hunger more. And now, because I think I keep myself regularly topped up, I never really get to that, God, I'm fucking starving thing.
Exactly.
You know.
You get the first glimpses, don't you, of the symptoms, and you think, shit, I'm hungry.
You think I better top up. Hell. I better have a small morsel of cheese. I might faint if I'm not careful now. Okay, people will want to know some more details about the holiday. I'm almost dead of jealousy. Have you got good weather? I've got my fingers crossed.
Not really.
Here. Oh, good. Phew. Really. That's it. That's a relief. I couldn't quite stand it if you'd lucked out on the weather, to be quite honest, because you sent me a note saying that you'd lucked out on the accommodation.
Oh,
what have you got? What can you see?
Oh, my God, we did. No, because we had... I mean, most of the rooms are a bit, you know, they're a bit dark and a bit drab, to be honest, because last year we had one that was all right, but it was a bit dispiriting. And so this year, well, I was all ready for a fight, you know, I was all ready for a kind of, oh, I think we might need another room.
Yeah.
But we've got this sort of duplex, if you know what that is.
Well, you're on two different levels. Have you got an upstairs?
We've got an upstairs. We've got two terraces.
Fucking
But best of all, we've got two bedrooms. So, you know, in the unlikely event that we want to actually...
Jeff and I could have come over. We could have come over.
Exactly. Well, you know.
Well, you and I could have taken one room. We could have, you know, put the boys in another. We'd have had a great time. Do the terraces have different views?
No, the top terrace does, because it's a, you know, 360 thing with a great big circular kind of sun lounger with, you know, like a big sort of round double bed. It's terribly posh.
God.
I don't know why we ended up there, because we only ticked the sort of bog standard room. Anyway, we've kept it to ourselves. And better than that, it's got its own little, you know, kind of exclusive pool around these duplexes.
No.
That nobody else knows about. None of the riffraff around everybody else. They obviously don't know about it. And it's got double, you know, those sort of four-poster double bed sun loungers all round it. And
now, is it a proper pool, or is it just a little one?
It's
of those
a proper pool.
Plunge pool.
Oh, it's not Olympic, you know. But
that's
all right, isn't it? I mean, it's a bit cold. It's a bit cold. The water's cold. You wouldn't like it, actually.
Okay. And so when you come out, is it hot enough to sort of dry off in the sun, or are you shivering in a towel for 10 minutes?
Shivering in a towel a lot of the time. No, the weather is a bit shit. I think the sun's coming out maybe later. But
hold on, you posted a photo yesterday on the notice board, Instagram. People get confused. People sometimes write to us and say, I don't know where your notice board is. Like, you know, there's some village hall somewhere. We mean the Instagram. Now, and that looked very nice, Judith.
Yeah, well, bearing in mind that the woman dropped us off at the top. I don't know why we do these things, honestly. We kid ourselves that we're sort of young and active. Show off about it all the time. We do, honestly, to everybody. Oh, e-biking. Oh, e-bike. Didn't make it off-road. But actually,
ghastly. I had a sort of flinch of revulsion then. I sort of felt for all the other people that are on holiday with you. I flinched then on behalf of them. It was just, e-biking, off-road. It's when you said off-road, I went, oh, no, fuck off. Yeah, on behalf of everybody else on that 2E holiday, I did a cringe and, oh, fuck off.
Fair dues, because we only did it once and we did it pretty badly. But anyway, Mike packed, so we knew we were going to go biking, because last year there was this German company that we sort of took, you know, we thought, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
And, Mike failed to pack any of his cycling stuff, all right? Not even the padded shorts, because, I mean, if you're going to show off about it, you've got to put the gear on, haven't you?
Well,
you
can't absolutely, because people otherwise, people will just think, look at that couple of amateurs
delusional
about to kill themselves on an off-road bike trip.
Exactly.
But that's not like Mike. Well, it's not like you not to check Mike's bags.
Well,
I don't know
that's
what you're
the
doing,
point.
Really,
it is like
Judith.
It is like Mike, but I decided not to interfere, you see, and that's what happened. So as a result, this German woman basically kitted him out with all the lost property. She refused to take him up to the mountain without all the proper gear. And so we got this all in one thing, right? Okay, with like braces, not braces, yeah, but stretchy kind of arm things, yeah, right? A bit like Freddie Mercury. Picture Freddie Mercury with a very big beer paunch. And but he was for a much taller man, so the padded bit was in the wrong place in his undercarriage. You know, it wasn't.
I've got you. Know, yeah, it wasn't snug. Dear. It wasn't snug around his features.
No, it was all in the wrong place. And so yes, he looked a bit ridiculous, but he's good sport, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, when you realised, okay, yes. I want to. This is a sort of just on behalf of all wives, partners across the country. Yeah. When you realised that he had not packed his cycling gear and you had, did you almost elevate off the ground with smugness?
Of course I did.
Yes.
Of course I did, especially in the shop. Because this woman obviously then thought, okay, well, the person in this relationship who I need to direct all my attention, all my directions to is the woman, not the man, okay? He's going to be a liability, got to keep an eye on him.
Yeah,
I did.
Because I have to say, we had a matching occasion last week. When,
did you?
I haven't made a risotto for a long time, Judith, because it's a faff, isn't it? It's a faff making a risotto.
Well, a bit,
you can't
yeah.
leave it, can you? It's like having a toddler in the house.
I mean,
you know, you've got to hover over a risotto. So anyway,
that is true.
I decided I had all the accoutrement for my bacon and mushroom risotto and I was going to make it. And I even texted Daisy at drama school to say, do you fancy bacon and mushroom risotto tonight?
Get you. Get
I know,
you.
I know.
Your largesse.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know. So sometimes I give her a night off her tragic little soups. So she was looking forward to it. She went up to the top room to do whatever 22-year-old women do in their, you know, in their bedrooms. I had a bath and I just left Jeff to measure out the rice.
Right.
That's all I did. I think you can guess the rest, can't you?
Oh, God.
And so I'm doing the risotto and I'm stirring it. It's just not absorbing. It's just that the stock is just floating on the top. Very salty, very, you know, very stocky stock. And I suddenly looked more closely at the rice. I just thought, this is not fucking risotto rice, is it? He has used long grain rice here. And it was so inedible. He said, I'll eat it. And I just thought, will you eat this? Because in actual fact, if you eat this, you'll be sick. Because it was the saltiest thing. It just did not work. There are some things, there's a reason why risotto rice is risotto rice.
Yes.
Anyway, all went down the drain and I had scrambled eggs and he was sent to bed in disgrace.
What does your face look like?
Oh,
Jenny?
Well, I mean, it was twisted in triumph. Twisted in, for about 5 minutes, I allowed myself to be really mean. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean about really mean? I was just really mean and I rubbed it in. I kept saying, it's just the waste I can't stand. It's just the waste. It's just the, you know, it's a packet of bacon. It's an, you know, I got petty and it's an onion. It's an onion. It's a packet of bacon. It's a whole punnet of mushrooms. And we had to call to Daisy and say, Daisy, there is no mushroom and bacon risotto tonight. It's off the menu.
It's off. Yes. So really, it was a kind of combination of meanness and the moral high ground, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which do go together quite well, really.
Oh, it was unattractive, Judith. I could feel after 5 minutes, even I couldn't stomach any more of it. It was quite horrid. But for
unbearable.
A moment, I relished. Being
I think you were allowed.
Horrible.
I think you were allowed a bit. Yes. Yeah. But then we always know best, don't we? Do you know what I mean?
We do.
I mean, we do always know best. That is the nature of things.
Yeah.
So
you're having a lovely holiday anyway?
Yes, lovely time, not doing very much at all. And actually the cycling was quite an adventure. Bloody cold though at the top. I mean she says,
if you go to the top of a mountain, Judith.
Well, I don't know, but you know, I mean, it really was. It was kind of even in all my cycling gear and fleeces and everything, it was bloody cold. Needed gloves.
God.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Yes, it was quite scary. It was quite scary, especially coming down. It was, oh shit, you know, it's great kind of drops all over the place.
Well, did you enjoy it? Was it enjoyable?
It was it's an interesting question, isn't it? There were moments when I was going kind of on the flat and I felt confident with the bike that I thought, oh, this is great, isn't it? Oh, I'm really enjoying this. And then and then she'd take us off road, really rocky sort of bits.
And then you thought, I'm not enjoying this.
No, I'm not enjoying this. And I might be helicoptered off. I was already fractures, head injuries, all sorts of bits. Mind you, I wasn't the one to come off. Mike came off. Oh, my God, he came off. Really spectacularly. Oh, sometimes he does the most stupid things, you know.
Well, I've told you this once, Judith, before. I've never been on a bike trip with Jeff without him falling off. Mind you, we've only been on about 3 bike trips together. But I think once we were somewhere, La Rochelle in La Rochelle or the island near that, Île de Ré.
Oh my!
Nice. It's very flat and loads of cycle lanes. You'd love it because it's totally flat.
I would.
He managed to fall off twice on a. Yeah, we had bikes.
Did he?
They were electric bikes. That was when they were very new. We were whizzing past teenagers, and they couldn't believe why 2 fat middle-aged people were doing so well. Anyway, you survived.
Yes.
And it was Michael Wright. Was he properly hurt or anything?
Well, he fell off into the mud. But I mean, the woman said, honestly, sometimes he's such a funny liability. She said, avoid, you know, the mossy bits and, you know, follow me. And I was following her tracks, absolutely, because I thought, bloody hell, I better do as I'm told. Oh, that's really dangerous. And he went straight through the middle of this sort of great, you know, muddy puddle thing, slid right over, so covered in mud. I mean, all so covered
in
mud.
In some respects, at least it wasn't his clothes. He was going to discard them. He didn't have to take a load of muddy shit back.
Poor woman had to get them all back in a plastic bag. I mean, honestly, God bloody hell, she really earned her money yesterday.
How many hours?
We set off at about 9:30. We got back at 4 o'clock. I think the trouble with me is in retrospect, I enjoy it, but actually, I battle with fear all day. Is the truth. I do battle. I battle with fear and anxiety. Maybe that's a good thing that I do that. But I just want to show off about it.
I am not a good enough cyclist to tackle that. I mean, I would just be a liability. It wouldn't be fair on anybody else on the trip. But I mean, I would choose rather than that. A nice little pony trek. I would look out for. Yeah, I love a pony trek.
Mm-mm-mm. You are joking.
No, I'm not talking on a big horse, Judith. I don't want to gallop down the sands and that sort of thing, particularly. I'd love to.
They're not going
to
put you on a small horse, Jenny, are they?
They're going to put me on a large pony, Judith. They would put me on the pony that isn't quite a horse. I'm still allowed on those.
I think there's some self-delusion here.
No, honestly, the last time I went on a pony, I was put on a horse. I was put on a fucking massive great thing.
Of course you were. I could have told you that. Yeah. Bloody
but
hell.
It was very well trained. And I love that. I love being led. I don't even want, I don't have any vanity about my horseman skills at all, horsewoman skills even, last time I looked. I don't mind being on a lead rein. I don't mind that at all.
I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless that you... To hear you say the sentence, I like a pony trek. I'd rather do a pony. I'm impressed.
There you go, Judith. We're both impressed. Full of surprises.
We are, aren't we?
Full of surprises. But at least you get out on a bike every day when you're at home. I don't exactly go trotting around the block on my own little Gigi.
It's pretty flat. I tell you what, though, could you... I was thinking about this while I was on the bike yesterday. Could you go on a tandem with Jeff? Could you hack
every time I see a couple on a tandem, I want to punch them off. Jeff hasn't got no sense of balance, none whatsoever. He doesn't know his left from his right. He's totally ambidextrous, you know, with his hands. So left and right has never meant anything to him. So if I said we're turning left next left, he'd just go, it would just be carnage, Judith. No, that would be, please never, ever do a tandem ride.
But it's an interesting proposition, isn't it? In that, because I mean, Mike and I have both control issues. We really, who
who's in charge. It's, yeah. Like, it's like, in a way, it might be better than marriage counselling. You know, like, well, fuck off. Go and have an hour on a tandem to sort yourselves out.
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
in charge?
I don't think very many marriages would survive more than 20 would. Minutes
no,
on a tandem.
No,
I really
no,
don't.
No, no, no.
Right. That, so, well, I'm glad right. that he's survived it anyway. Mike has survived
oh,
it.
Oh, he survives everything. It. You know what he's like. He's,
yeah, now, you, now you coughed, Judith. Mm. You coughed yes. you quite poorly last week. And so everybody's had this. Our Phoebe's down with it now. Arlo's
oh,
poorly.
No,
I can't
sure.
tell you how upsetting
oh,
that is.
Really?
We'll talk about that later. But health-wise, are you back up and running?
Yes, I'm quite a lot better, thank you. Yeah. oh, don't
because you
sound
did.
It, though, do I?
Well, you do. You've gone downhill since we started the podcast. you did send us a photo again on the Instagram. We've been busy on the Instagram this week, haven't we,
yeah,
Judith?
We've had
been
chance.
Keeping in touch with the gang. Mm. And you sent us a photo of your meds.
Oh, the meds. Oh, yes. yes. That, well, that's, you know, the sort of, obviously, the preventative holiday situation.
The you thing know, that it, I thought, the thing when I what? Looked at that, mm. Judith, that mm-hmm. I thought was beyond the call of reason, in some respects, was right. the dental repair kit.
Oh, but au contraire, au contraire. oh, well, you know, go holiday without one at your peril, Jenny Eclair, is all I can say.
I think it's almost like you take that, though, as a lucky token, almost. Like, if you take that, it won't happen.
I think I do that with all of the things. I think right. I think when I think about it, that is the thought thinking behind all of that.
They're all like, individually, they're like a lucky rabbit's foot, aren't they? If I take... diarrhea pills, I won't get diarrhea. If I take this, I won't get that. I won't get that. I had my, we'll have a little health chat now. I had my
oh, shall
play.
We? Yes,
yes
I
let's,
think we should.
Yeah, let's do
yeah.
that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. Is there a little bit of music in the background of your
can
bar,
you hear
Judith?
It? Can
no,
you hear that?
I don't know what it is. Just something.
Yes, it is. It's a bit of music. That's obviously. There's people queuing at reception now, looking over at me.
I'm getting very White Lotus vibes here. I hope you're looking like Jennifer Coolidge. I hope you're in something diaphanous with your tits out.
Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not. No, wish I was. I'd love to look like her. Go on. Tell me about your health. Come on.
I had my Lipiflow last week, Judith, which is
on your eyes.
You have to pay for it, and fortunately, I'd paid for it last year, and then the clinic shut for a while because of illness in the family. So I went last week, but the machine wasn't working properly. And I'm slightly convinced that one eye hasn't really been done properly. I might have to go back.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes. It's a weird thing. You have to entirely trust the practitioner because I don't know how else to describe it. They wire your eyeball up to a machine.
Oh, my God.
And
you're
it
joking.
Sends laser heat along your eyelids to unblock the meiobian glands, which are the cause of dry
God.
Eye disease.
Oh, my
you see?
God.
Yes. Yes, and it, when, and it feels like when it's at its best... and a couple of times I've had it done before, it feels, I felt like I was you lying on a beach in La Gomera on a very hot day. It feels like sunshine along your eyelids.
Gosh.
Melting away the fatty deposits that are blocking the why you get the dry eye, why you don't get enough moisture on when every time you blink.
But it must be teeny weeny weeny work and kind of so exacting. How do you keep still?
Because you're just not being silly in the chair. You've just got to remind yourself not to be silly in the chair. And they do put a plastic thing like a sort of egg cup over your eye that fits very snugly. Oh, and there is a moment of panic when that goes over. I have to say this.
I bet. I mean, we've got a lot of this to come, haven't we, as we get older, to be honest, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Every time I have my eyes looked at, I'm sort of bracing myself. I'm clutching at the chair, thinking, oh, God, what are they seeing? What can they see? What can they see?
Me too.
You know, this is where they find the brain hemorrhage. This is where they find the tumour. This is, you know, obviously, you know. And in other health news, I don't know whether you had any of these in your bag, in your toiletry bag. I have bought toenail clippers for thick nails, Judy.
Oh, have you now? Now yeah. There's it. That. Oh, that's a rite of passage. All right. Have you?
I've never felt cuter. Yeah, I feel. I bought those and I thought, how cute are you, Jenny? You're so cute. So cute with your horny, great, thick toenails that have started nudging. I've noticed that whenever I go for a walk and come back, my feet hurt because my toenails are reaching the ends of my trainers.
Exactly.
I do,
and I'd never really kind of thought about it until that second that you just said it. I'm the same, because I think they're really thick, aren't they? I mean, those things, those pliers that you're talking about, they look like, I mean, they're like veterinary, aren't they?
They haven't arrived yet, Judith. I'm quite excited.
Oh, they haven't arrived? No, oh, we no, do want to see a photo of them.
Well, they're just from Amazon. I'm going to, let's be honest. I don't think they're incredibly state of the art, but yeah. I will put a photo up, but not on my feet, because I think, you know, you've got to draw a line.
No, we don't want to put people.
The Gilet photo did go down last rather well.
Viral, didn't it? Just get you. I know. You know, with your jaunty pose in front of your downstairs, looking very, I know. People, you're becoming a little bit of a fashion influencer, aren't you? You.
Sometimes I can pull it off. In real life, of course, you know, I'm a shambles. I look like a laundry basket on legs.
Well,
but now and again, when I sort of get it all together and I'm just done, and I make Jeff take 45 photos until I get one I quite like, then I think,
no, you can pull it off. And actually, pulling off the gilet look is no mean feat, is it? It's no mean
I think
feat.
It very much depends on the gilet. And I do think it's a cool gilet, actually. That's why we had to have photographic evidence.
And now, listen, I want to ask the gang some advice, actually, because I've kind of worn out my gilet and one of them, my favourite one. In fact, I thought I might make
How can you wear out a gilet?
Oh, because the padding bursts. Oh yes, the pad. You know, what happens is you tear it on a rose bush or something and then the padding starts to come out.
Oh, God,
like
that
toy,
is such a classic.
Like a big toy.
Sorry, Judith, I have to stop you there.
That is
such a classic middle class... middle-aged lady dilemma, tearing your padded gilet on a rose bush. Oh, is there any bigger tragedy in a woman's life? I've just said it's happened. That's torn it. My gilet has gone on a rose bush. Yeah, okay. And so is there fibrous padding inside starts to come out?
Yes, it starts to come out. Yeah. So you look like, you know, a great big... sort of toy
losing its stuffing.
The advice I wanted from the gang is I thought I might make one, you see, because I thought, well, I could probably do that, you know, I could get a nice fabric. And but I never know where to buy the sewing patterns from. It's not like, you know, you can't kind of go to a shop anymore. You know, they used to have those kind... Well, you probably don't.
Buttons and bits and buttons and bobs and proper haberdashery shops. There's still John Lewis.
Yes,
a haberdashery department in John Lewis. They might be able to help you out there.
Well, they don't have the pattern books anymore, I don't think. Not like they used to.
Oh, do you remember? You could just pull up a chair, couldn't you?
Indeed. Doesn't happen anymore.
And then there'd be a woman with a proper pair of scissors and she'd just rip the fabric and then, do you remember that?
I know. And then she'd get the scissors just at the right place and go zip right up.
Yeah.
Zip like that. Yeah. I know. Fantastic scissors they used to have, didn't they?
The music in the background is getting a bit louder. I think they're getting annoyed with me.
I think basically somebody's gone to reception and say, Can you get that? I've got the cough.
I've got the fucking cough. It's starting. It's coming.
I've given it to you, haven't I?
Well, you can't. It's not physically possible, but I have spent a lot of time this week with Phoebe because she's been really poorly with it. And of course, now Arlo's got it. And I mean, I know you're twin free at the moment, and you must be having quite a nice break because it's really tiring when they're poorly, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember that with one, but I mean, touch wood, I've not been around the twins when the twos have been bad, actually. But no, I can only imagine what you... No, it's terrible. It's awful when they're that little.
It's just so sad. It's so, you know... he's 6 months old, so he's not like a teeny tiny little vulnerable baby. But even so... You know, he's not himself and his rivers of snot and he can't understand it. And Phoebe's obsessive about sucking the snot out,
yeah,
you know, with that instrument of torture they all have these days.
Absolutely.
I think because there's in every little girl that grows up to be a woman and a mother, there's a bit of, I quite like to have been a surgeon in them. And they quite like the equipment, don't they? It reminds them of that first doctor's bag they got when they were five.
The doctor's sets, I know.
Yeah, you know, the stethoscope. So Phoebe keeps this sort of tube thing on her person at all times.
Yeah. And
you know, she'll whip it out at the slightest sniffle to suck the snot out of his nose. And he fights and he fights and he fights it.
I know. Sienna's developed, I saw her do it the other day, and she's developed a technique whereby she, you know, if you, I suppose, arresting somebody, that you kind of, she gets one of their muslin cloths and kind of pins them down. She really, really, she's got it to a T. Oh, yeah.
I suppose this could be a method. You could get them on their backs, muslin cloth across them, and then a knee on each side or something, pin them down.
Yeah, exactly. And they know it's coming. I mean, they know it's coming, but she's smarter and quicker and can whip it from behind her back. I know what you mean. What else have you been up to?
Well, you know, it's not been exciting. It's been probably one of the dullest weeks. It's been so average. It's been like the most average week I've ever had in my life.
Right.
Bordering on really fucking boring, okay? There have been a couple of highlights, but there's been a lot of dull, Judith. Jeff and I had a Sunday lunchtime trip out. We decide we have a cultural or some kind of event that we do weekly. And this week we chose, it was my choice, and it wasn't a great one. The Battersea Power Station, you know, the iconic Battersea Power Station.
Yes.
They have put a lift in one of the chimneys. There are four cream chimneys that stick out from the Battersea Power Station. And one of them has been converted into a lift. And you sort of shoot out of the top. You kind of emerge in a... It's a bit Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in some respects. There's about 20 people in a lift, and you go shooting out of the top of the Battersea Power Station, and you get this panoramic view, which is all right. I mean, it was Sunday, it was a very grey day, so it was just basically looking at a very murky day in London, which wasn't...
Well, is it enclosed at the top, or is it outdoor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's no view.
Okay.
No. As far as it's... That would... No, you are encased. It's a sort of little bit like being in the eye, but you shoot up. So it feels for a second a bit like you're on a ridiculous ride in fairground.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, you would quite like it. But there was elements of school trip about it. I very rarely do tourist things in London because I live in London. But occasionally you think, oh, no, I'm going to do one of those things that, you know, tourists do in London and just see how good this experience actually is. It's about £20 each.
What, to go up in the lift?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah, so, no, I'm not joking. I'm not. So I was expecting quite a lot, Judith. I was expecting quite a lot. And I don't think it was worth £20. I think it was worth about £12.50, 15 tops. They kind of pad it out. They try and pad it out by they have you in a holding bay, and then there's a sort of immersive experience for 5 minutes, which for about 3 seconds you think this is quite exciting. It's like being in a pop video, and then you think, oh, for fuck's sake, you know, this is a room before you get in the lift, and then there's quite a lot of stairs, and they don't say it's actually not really suitable for very elderly, or you know, if you're very old and you think, oh, it's just going to be a question of getting into a lift, it isn't, and I don't think they make that quite clear enough. But
there's a build up. There's a build up.
But there's a bit of the build up where you just think, this is such a build up. This is so commercial. This is so thought out. This is actually slightly getting on my tits. The whole Battersea Power Station thing, which is really a sort of identical twin sister of the Turbine Hall in the Tate Modern, But because they've turned it into a shopping centre, it lacks any oomph because it's all been carved up into corridors and spaces, and half it's not open. It's just lacking any atmosphere or oomph. And I just don't think people go shopping to the same extent anymore.
That's an interesting thought, isn't it? You mean, yeah, maybe they don't. I haven't got any money.
It's a shopping mall. It's a shopping mall that has opened in the biggest recession we've ever had. And I was looking at, you know, we weren't there to shop. We did the lift and we had a sandwich, and there was nowhere that you could sit down anywhere to eat because it was so busy because half the places aren't open. So we managed to find a bench, an indoor bench, and sit on and have this sandwich. It was fine. I mean, there's a fabulous looking cocktail bar, which is in one of the control rooms. I mean, I don't want to put people off this, but I do. I just found the whole shopping, and there's a cinema there, which is apparently very nice. I found this ever so slightly pointless.
Because there wasn't any art there. There should be, there should be some sort of focal thing, a thing that
or a fountain or something. There just didn't seem to be anything whereby you went, fucking hell, that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
I mean, apart from the fact that the space itself and the building itself is iconic and marvellous, but it just made you realise how clever they were with Tate Modern and what a brilliant concept that was and how well it has been done. I mean, this has been done beautifully. I'm not knocking anything, but it's just a shopping mall. And at the end of the day, that is all it is.
Yeah, that is a bit of a missed opportunity, isn't it?
Now, because you're away, Judith, I just want to ask you very quickly, have you had a food sensation?
I've had several food sensations, but easily the best one was, and I'm still thinking about it, squid, but sort of not in circles, in kind of long kind of lumps, right?
Yeah, long wrapped, lump of squid.
Rolled in phyllo pastry and then kind of twirled at the end, a bit like kind of Christmas crackers, right? Can you visualise that?
Yes.
Deep fried, I think with some sesame seeds over the top, possibly.
Okay.
And then in a kind of honey and garlic sauce. You know,
you see, I don't like the sound of that sauce because I don't like garlic. I've come to the conclusion.
You don't?
No, that I really dislike it because I think my sense of smell is so acute that it just, I find it really overpowering, and I don't use it in the house anymore. Mm. I find it, I actually hate it, but I love squid. So up to the dipping sauce, I think I'd have to ask for another kind of
mayonnaise. You could have mayonnaise, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could have mayonnaise and some squidges and some wedges of lemon. Or
I think that... I'm salivating now. You've cracked that one.
Are you? Me too.
Yes. Right, Culture Corner. I'm going to start with books, right?
Yes.
And I've stumbled across a small book, a small quieter than I usually go for book, called The Christie Affair by Nina de Gramont, who's actually American, read beautifully by an actress called Lucy Scott on Audible. And this is the story of Agatha Christie's disappearance, as told by her husband's lover, Nancy O'Dare, who turns out had this fascinating backstory herself. I don't know how much of this backstory is fictional and how much of it
is
actually
true. Right,
but I totally believe in this character, the husband's lover, Archie Christie's lover, Nan O'Dare, who just recounts the incident. We're not that far into the book, but it's so beautifully written. It's very light. It's hard
is it
to
a new
describe.
Book? Is it recently
yes,
come out?
Yes, it is. It's a Reese Witherspoon Book Club choice, so possibly a movie on the cards. I would really, if you've got to decide on a book for a book club, I would have a look at this. I'd Google it. I mean, it does have very good reviews. It's my surprise find of the year so far.
Oh, very good. That sounds really good, Jenny.
Okay, TV. Have you got a TV in your
we're
apartment?
Absolutely buggered here because we can only get ITV. We can get BBC, but only without sound for some reason, some satellite problem. So get this. Sunday night, we thought, right, okay, Happy Valley. Obviously,
yes,
Happy Valley. We're desperate.
Can you get subtitles? Could you watch it silent with subtitles?
No, I didn't think of that. Oh, okay. Oh,
I was just thinking.
That's clever.
Yeah.
No, that's clever. That is clever. Even
might be a possibility. I don't know. Yeah.
But no, you can't get iPlayer, can you? So we missed the opportunity. So no. But you know what? I've been thinking about it all week. I mean, this is tragic, isn't it? But thinking about that bungee jump. I mean, don't tell me what happened. But you know, in prison when he saw Ryan, and he said, "Oh, we'll go bungee jump." I reckon that the last scene will be him dangling on the end of a bungee jump.
Do you, Judy?
Yeah, I reckon she'll find a way.
Well,
of taking an axe.
We'll be watching this Sunday. We'll be watching this Sunday, and we'll see if you're right. If you're right, I'll give you a fiver. Okay, and I think my fiver's quite safe. That's all I'm going to say. You know how mean I am.
Oh no, you think I might have got that wrong because you're one episode up.
I think you might have got that wrong, but I think you're right in so much that Ryan is very involved at this point.
Yes.
In the latest episode,
there's
quite a lot of Ryan. And the to-ing and fro-ing between the father and son, and
such
who is setting
interesting.
Who up, and all this kind of thing. It's going to be, yes, I think the nation will be glued. Jeff and I have really enjoyed Welcome Chippendales on Disney Plus, which is the story of the Chippendales, which is remarkable and extraordinary and really desperately sad. We stayed in bed till 9:30 in the morning watching an old black and white movie with Noel Coward and Celia Johnson.
You never did.
We did. It's called The Astonished Heart.
It was it school
weekday.
Day?
Yeah. It was yesterday, in fact, I think. I can't remember. It was this week. It was terrible, terrible film, but also marvellous. Celia Johnson. Oh, I'm not getting out of bed if Celia Johnson's on my telly, am I?
She's so down, I'm very impressed, actually. Well, I'm impressed because I just think, you know, I don't allow myself to be that sort of chilled, really, relaxed. Do you know what I mean? I'd be thinking, well, I've got stuff to do. I've got to get a wash on. I've got to do this, got to do that. But actually very nice, you know, lying in bed to do that. Oh, you know, it's where we differ, isn't it? It's where we differ.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was feeling guilty, I have to say, the last half hour. I mean, because I can stay in bed. You know me, I don't get out of bed till 8:30. So an extra half an hour isn't a big deal. An extra hour. And even I was palpitating, Judith, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, yeah. There was a really good programme on last night. And I just want to mention this because I think she's been terribly brave. And it was called Emily Atack Asking For It. It's about cyber flashing and about the fact that Emily, who we both know because she's the daughter of our friend Kate Robbins, who did one for the Grumpy Shows, and is a dear friend, and Emily is her oldest daughter, and she's a beauty, and she's done a lot of telly, but she is inundated daily with dick pics. She gets hundreds before breakfast. Yes. It's disgraceful. She is perpetually flashed at, a cyber flashing, they call it.
And I've never really heard of it.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting because these men are able to hide behind aliases and, you know, there's just, and they tried to talk to the blokes that did it and nobody would come forward and they talked to a men's group and there were, you know, some of them were genuinely horrified by it and others just, you know, blame the porn culture, which it is to blame, but, you know, none of them
but come
really...
on, that's easy, isn't it? It's easy. You can stop yourself doing that. You don't have to do that.
Yes, I think, you know, and it's so distressing for everybody.
Well, good for her for doing it. And that
yeah, I know, but I mean, the thing is, she said she was on Woman's Hour yesterday, and she said that since the publicity for the programme came out, that it's got worse, that the campaign of cyber flashing at her. And she's totally victimised by it. I mean, it really is. It's disgusting and disgraceful. So, emails. Oh, yes, we had a nice one from Lynn, 63 and 4 months. She said, listening to you talk about Weetabix when my two children were small, it led me to believe that wood chip wallpaper was actually Weetabix on the wall that had been missed when clearing up, had set like concrete, and the only option was to paint over it. That is exactly what wood chip is, Lynn. You're absolutely right.
God, did you have houses or flats with wood chip on the walls in the 70s?
No, I didn't.
I bet you didn't. Oh, I did. I had loads of them. Oh, my God.
Oh, I did bedsits. Yes, I had bedsits in the late 70s when I was...
terrible stuff, when
I just left drama school. A couple of bedsits.
Bloody hell.
What was that all
about? Because actually, a whole generation of us had to get the bloody stuff off the walls.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, because it wasn't like kind of peeling back, thinking, oh, God, I've just got the corner here, it's all going to come off. Bloody hours I spent getting, you know, great steamers and... Yeah. fucking stuff.
There was such a time of sort of interior vandalism went on, you know, blocking up. You know, the other thing that they did in the 70s, you'd have banister rails and people would sort of box those in,
boxing in
of everything.
I know. And fireplaces as well. Ripping fireplaces out, putting shelves, feature fireplaces in instead, whatever the hell they were. We've lived.
Other emails, Judith. Oh,
because I was talking about dropping a great sort of bottle of cough mixture over the floor. So you see, this is the kind of gang we are. Marsha, aged 65 and 3 months, said what you need to do is a really good tip when you've broken glass at home: sprinkle flour on the area and sweep up. Picks up even the tiniest shards of glass. And if you've got a baby, you know, if you've got a toddler or a crawl around, worth knowing. Thank you very much, Marcia.
Marcia, 65, 3 months. She looks after her grandson once a week. She's done that, and it's reassuring to know he's safe. We will take that tip, Marcia. And finally, just a reminder to everybody to go to do your DIY poo test. You know, when the poo test kit comes through the door, you must do it, because we have Lynn has got in touch with us. She's 54 and 10 months. She's in Edinburgh. They get their poo testing kits earlier than we do in the UK, actually.
That's interesting.
Her colon cancer has been picked up very early indeed, because she did her poo test. Please remind the gang to always do these. Her friend sent her a cancer card, which is basically a get out of jail free card.
Isn't it lovely? I didn't make me laugh so much.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. So
I know. Gets you out of anything.
Anything. You flash the I've got cancer card, and people just have to back off and be nice to you.
But we wish you
all the love and luck in the world, Lynn. And we shall leave you, ladies and gentlemen, because you have things to be getting on with. Judith, what is your plan for today?
Nothing. Doing absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. Not yet. I'm just going to... absolutely nothing. What about you?
Well, I am going to, because Phoebe and Arlo are poorly, I'm going to go and pick them up and bring them back here for the day. We'll just light a fire and let them sort of snivel in front of that.
You need to make some chicken soup, I think, for them, don't you?
I won't bother with that, to be quite honest, because I can't be asked. I just want to say a public thank you to Daisy's sister, Rebecca, who sent me, because she, you know, because June died, and I think she knows that I've been having a bit of a hard time, sent me an advanced darning book, Judith. I've got a full colour guide with exotic styles of darning. I've sent off some silk darning thread. Yeah, I have.
Bloody hell. No,
so I've got two things due to arrive
today.
Got a busy day. Yeah, I've got all sorts going on. I've got my toenail kit's going to arrive.
I'm actually excited about that.
I might put my wooden mushroom underneath the toenail while I trim them, because they're almost that long, I tell you.
Good.
There's a vision
all right.
to leave you all
well,
with.
Listen. See you soon. Yeah.
I'll see you soon. Week. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Lots of love.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.